With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Kootenai County, Idaho sheriff calls it a total ambush, says two firefighters never had a chance. They were responding to a wildfire set by a gunman who began shooting when they and their fellow first responders showed up. The two firefighters died. Another was wounded. Sheriff Robert Norris says the gunman is dead.
We had a cell phone activation that was in the same spot since about 3:16. And that it was in the same area. And we honed in on that cell phone, and we saw that there was a male appeared to be deceased with a weapon nearby.
It happened along a wilderness trail on Canfield Mountain, just north of Coeur d'Alene. There's been nothing on a possible motive. The dawning of the new day found senators still debating President Trump's spending and tax cut bill. The debate extending into the early morning hours. Voting could commence later this morning.
Lawmakers have expected to kick off the series of unlimited amendment votes on the 940-page package containing President Trump's domestic agenda after completing debate sometime in the middle of the night, but opted to wait until 9 a.m. The move comes as Mr. Trump is ramping up pressure to clear the bill and get it to his desk by July 4th. As Republicans and Democrats battle over whether the bill violates key reconciliation rules, President Trump is urging Senate Republicans to overrule the Senate parliamentarian and protect key provisions of the bill. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And one of two Republicans opposed to the president's bill, North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, says he will not be seeking re-election. U.S.-Canada trade talks set to resume now that the Canadians have shelved the proposed tax on U.S. tech firms. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 228 points higher. This is SRN News. Quebec draws a line on gender and prisons.
Canada is a lot more liberal than the U.S., and both federal and provincial governments are promoting the LGBT agenda aggressively. But in Quebec, officials have decided that male prisoners who are living as females will not be allowed to be housed in female prisons. In other places, including in some U.S. states, men who are living as women can choose to be housed with actual women when they are sentenced to prison, with predictable results. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Experts say the ultra-Orthodox Jewish subculture is engaging more with the outside world after centuries of separation. Within a minority religion, it's a minority that's set apart by dedication to the Torah and its 613 commandments. According to one study, the global Jewish population will be 20% Orthodox within 15 years. That's divided mostly between Israel and the United States. This is SRN News. Scientists find themselves debating the supposed age of some really old stones.
In the journal Science, new research has dated rocks on the eastern shore of Hudson Bay, Canada, to be some 4.16 billion years old. Scientists are excited because they got the same age using two different dating methods. The study's author, Jonathan O'Neill of the University of Ottawa, says 20 years ago, scientists tested another section of rock and got an age of 4.3 billion years. But scientists using a different dating method contested that age.
That's not the point. The point is, are we opening a window at a certain time?
I'm Donna Water.
A second tropical storm has formed along coastal Mexico. There's Tropical Storm Barry off the country's Atlantic coast, and now Tropical Storm Flossie has developed along the west coast of Mexico. More details at srnnews.com.